Squeezing fruits on Shabbos into a salad, fish, or any other food for purposes of seasoning the food, is it permitted to be done or not? May one squeeze some lemon onto his salmon, onto his tea. May one squeeze an orange onto his fruit salad to season the salad with orange juice. May one squeeze lemons and other citric fruits into his vegetable salad to season it, and so on and so forth. So the issue with squeezing fruits on Shabbos is that it touches upon the malacha of dash, which involves separating the kernels from its stalks, and particularly to the offshoot of that malacha, a tolda, a subcategory called mefarik, which, due to the iser of dash, prohibits the removal of one item from another when they naturally grew together, or have now become part of each other. An example of this would be to squeeze liquid out of a salad. One is being mefarik, removing the liquid from the salad, as is done when you squeeze fruits and vegetables. Now, whether or not it is prohibited to squeeze fruits and vegetables on Shabbos for the sake of drinking the juice, like having a fruit drink, a cup of orange juice, for example, is dependent on the fruit. At times it's biblically forbidden, at times it is rabbinically forbidden, and at times it is permitted. It depends on the type of fruit. The general rule is, the biblical prohibition only applies to grapes and olives. All other fruits that are commonly juiced for drinking their juice within the world is under a rabbinical prohibition to be squeezed to drink its juice on Shabbos. While any fruits which are never commonly juiced for their juice, even when there's plentiful of them, is permitted to be juiced on Shabbos. We will limit our discussion in this halacha towards squeezing them into the foods in order to season the foods. So it's a clear ruling in Shulchan Aruch, in chapter 320, halacha 6 in the Alter Rebbe, halacha 4 in the Mechaber, based on the opinion of Shmuel in Shabbos, page 144a, that it is permitted to squeeze any and all fruits, even olives and grapes, which in general have a biblical prohibition of mefarik applicable to them. It is permitted to squeeze any fruit directly into a solid food for the sake of seasoning. Why is this permitted, and what difference does it make between whether one is squeezing it to drink the juice or squeezing it into a food? Either way, you squeezed out juice, and it should be a prohibition of mefarik towards those fruits that this iser is applicable, as we just explained. So the Poskim explain that there's a nuance within the prohibition of mefarik, and that is that it only applies when you separate one type of item from a different type of item, such as you separate a liquid from a solid, which is generally the case when you are squeezing fruits to drink the juice. If, however, you are separating a solid from a solid or a liquid from a liquid, mefarik doesn't apply. Now, in a case where you're squeezing the liquid directly into a solid food, then the liquid that's being squeezed into it does not have the status of a liquid at all, but rather the status of a solid. And it's as if you separated a solid from a solid, which does not have the iser of mefarik applicable to it. That is the logistic behind this allowance. Now, we do find opinions that argue on this in the Gemara. That was the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, that it's forbidden to squeeze prohibited juice fruits even into solids. And Rabbeinu Chanana, one of the Ge'onim Rishayim, conclude like this opinion. And the Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halacha states that it is proper to be stringent like this opinion, and one who is stringent is blessed. Nonetheless, practically, the Alter Rebbe and the other Poskim omitted completely this opinion of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbeinu Chananel, from which we can deduce that there is no need at all to suspect for their opinion. So to conclude, it is permitted on Shabbos to squeeze any fruit or vegetable into a solid food for the sake of seasoning it. Some Yidden desire to be stringent in this matter. Those who follow the rulings of the Alter Rebbe have no need to be stringent. All the above allowances regarding squeezing into a food, a solid food. What about squeezing into a liquid? A squeezing into a liquid will retain the full laws applicable towards squeezing fruits to drink their juice, which, as we said, has a biblical and rabbinical prohibition depending on the type of fruit, and at times is permitted. And this, in Meretz Hashem, we'll discuss in a further halacha. A few questions and answers on the above law. When squeezing fruits for the sake of seasoning, must it be squeezed directly into the food, like directly onto the salad, or can you squeeze it into a cup or empty bowl and then pour the content into the salad? So the answer is, as it's ruled in the Alter Rebbe, 320 Halacha 6-7, and in the other Paiskim, the allowance is only to squeeze it directly into the food. However, any fruit which is forbidden to be squeezed on Shabbos to drink its juice is likewise forbidden to be squeezed into an empty bowl, even if one's final intent is to add it to the food to season it. An important question: how much juice are you allowed to squeeze into the food? Is there a limit? So if you desire to season the food, you can squeeze as much as you need to season it. But if your desire is not to season the food, then perhaps you shouldn't be allowed to squeeze any. Nonetheless, in truth, the halacha is as follows. The heter of squeezing liquid into a salad is not because you intend to season the food, but because since the liquid directly enters the salad, the liquid has a status of solid and not liquid. And as we said before, the prohibition of mafarik does not apply when separating a solid from a solid. So even if you're not doing so to season, that rule and reasoning still applies. Nonetheless, the Alter Rebbe rules in chapter 502, Halacha 2, regarding Hilchos Yontif, that when you're squeezing for non-seasoning purposes into the food, the majority of that liquid must become absorbed within the food. And if it doesn't, then it's not considered secondary or nullified to the food, and it would be prohibited to squeeze into it. So in answer to the question of may one squeeze the juice into the salad, even if his intent is not necessarily to season it, the answer is if majority of the squeezed juice will become absorbed in the food, such as onto fish, then it is permitted. An interesting question regarding cutting a fruit salad on Shabbos. When you cut a fruit salad on a cutting board, you have liquid that gets squeezed out. May one drink that liquid or add that liquid to the salad? The answer is to drink the liquid is prohibited. If we're discussing fruits that have a squeezing prohibition, which is usually the case in fruits that enter a fruit salad, such as oranges, etc. However, one may, when he pours the salad that was cut into the bowl, he may also pour the liquid with it, as that liquid on the cutting board was seasoning the fruit pieces, and when you pour it into the fruit salad, your intent is also to season it. So it's permitted. If, however, your intent is not to season it at all, but simply you don't want to waste the juice, then once again, it would depend on what we said earlier. If majority of the juice is not absorbed into the fruits, then it is forbidden to be done on Shabbos. And one would have to throw out that excess liquid.